Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
What's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring retired FBI special agent Jennifer Coffendaffer.
The odds of a new Alec Murdaugh trial continue to get greater and greater. We will find out the answer to that likely at the end of January with a special hearing, an evidentiary hearing that will be held to discuss Becky Hill and allegations of jury tampering. Becky Hill denying the allegations that she said anything improper to any of the jurors. However, there are a few jurors that have something different to say, and her actions do seem to differ from her words, at least in terms of character. Improper use of her office, allegations there. Her son, allegations of wiretapping as the information technology director of the Culloden County Courthouse. And now, plagiarism, which she is, in fact, admitting to for the first time. Joining me to discuss, Jennifer Coffendaffer, retired FBI special agent. There's a lot to unpack here, and there's a lot at stake here as well. Things keep going downhill for Becky Hill. No pun intended, quite honestly. What are your thoughts as we move forward into 2024 in this upcoming hearing at the end of January?
Tony, it's disappointing, I guess, with each new allegation. I keep wondering what more is next. I mean, we didn't expect this plagiarism charge. We certainly didn't expect her son to be charged. It was bad enough, I think, when we heard these allegations and that there was purportedly two jurors that have really stuck their neck out and supposedly given affidavits that incriminate her in terms of possible jury tampering, or it could be perceived as that, right? Mm-hmm. A judge is really going to have to make a legal conclusion here. And I think it's going to come down to what all these jurors say. This is not a situation that you can look at just two jurors and their words and their perception. It's really going to come down to what is the totality was perceived and what was said. And then how this judge is going to be able to put the judge toll, put the law in place to match up to the set of facts. So we don't have the full set of facts now, but I'm on bated breath. I don't know about you.
Yeah.
I want to hear what each of these jurors has to say.
I mean, just speculation, but if you're looking at someone's character, you being a retired FBI agent have investigated many things. When there's smoke, there's oftentimes fire. Obviously, Becky initially denying these allegations, still is denying these allegations. But then we start to see this pattern of behavior, this arc that we're seeing of improprieties or allegations at the very least of improprieties, some now being admitted to, including the plagiarism. Are you at all surprised now that maybe she possibly did do this unintentional or possibly intentional tampering with the jurors or undue influence on the jurors now that we see her character arc of doing what she wants without a whole lot of regard for what it's going to affect?
Well, certainly you look at that, and we call these, you know, when you're looking at an interview situation where we're talking to somebody about a crime that they might be committing, we always look at, have they committed any acts of moral turpitude? In other words, what is their what is their track record in terms of fraudulent statements, in terms of fraud, right? Because when you discover that a person has fraud in their background or lies in their background, it makes you wonder about that track record going forward in the allegations you're looking at. And that's what's happening here. There's a track record that is now starting to be established. Plagiarism is serious. Now, I know you can be the head of Harvard and apparently plagiarize with no issue. Of course, she's now stepped down. Mm-hmm. I just had to go off into that tangent. But there are so many people that are in very high places that indeed have plagiarized or lied about their background. Mm-hmm. And in this case, it's certainly disconcerting. I wanted to hear Becky was just clean.
Yeah.
Now, we cannot blame what her son did, but that's even, you know, I don't know if that's going to intersect with this, Tony. You know, there's a lot of smoke there, too.
Yeah. And granted, yes, the allegations, the charges, actually, it's not just allegations, charges against her son for wiretapping. But in that process, Becky's phone was also confiscated as part of the investigation. So whether that be truly that she is connected or they're just doing their due diligence, I guess we don't really quite know the answer to that yet.
We don't know the answer, but just the fact that they confiscated it definitely, you know, leads me to believe that they have concerns.
Yeah.
That there is something, some sort of reasonable suspicion that it's important. But I do agree with you, especially because of these tampering charges. I think that's what led to the confiscation. Does that make sense? In other words, yeah. Something led to it.
It does. I guess my question is, how common is that the FBI is going to confiscate someone's property like a phone if they don't believe there's going to be something on it, especially something of that of a son? You know, these are adults. It's not like her. As far as I know, the son's not living at home. I could be wrong about that. But when you go and confiscate something like that, if my parents were involved in some sort of a crime, I'm not near them. I don't live with them. For them to come get my phone, I would find to be a little bit odd, unless they thought I was somehow involved. Or again, is that just, you know, kind of part of the circle that they're going to surround just to make sure and do their due diligence and cross all their T's and dot all their I's?
No, you're 100% right, Tony. As an FBI agent, you never start what I would call just fishing.
Yeah.
I know people don't like to use that word. Oh, you know, the government's fishing, but we don't fish. Mm-hmm. You go where evidence leads you. You would never go after a parent, a sister, a boyfriend's phone, unless there was some information that was connected to the crime you were investigating. And that's period. Full stop. Mm-hmm. We're really not allowed to do that. And so by the very fact that they have confiscated it, it tells me that they at least believe there's some reasonable suspicion. Remember, that doesn't mean, you know, guilty. It just means there's reasonable belief that there's evidence on that phone connected to that crime.
When they're looking back at her track record, at her history, looking for improprieties or lies or fraud in her background, on the record, other than brand new information, historically, there really isn't a whole lot. She has a pretty clean slate, except for in the last month or so, with lots of information coming out, including that plagiarism, the improper use of her office. These are fairly new allegations against her. Are these elements, can these elements be brought up in this evidentiary hearing as part of her character, part of the decision to decide whether or not Alec Murdaugh gets a retrial?
No, I don't believe so. I don't think we'll see anything regarding the plagiarism. I don't think, unless there's new information that they are going to release, we'll see anything regarding her son's charges. This is going to be solely based on the factual information pertaining to whether she tampered with that jury. In other words, was she instrumental in, you know, changing their view by giving them information or otherwise telling them, as an example, listen, he's guilty. You need to not consider this piece of information or something like that. And it has to be pretty egregious by this law. Mm-hmm. So you know, if she just said, hey, listen, I'm not giving you smoke breaks until you're done, you know, I think that would be a far stretch to say that is jury tampering.
Yeah.
But, you know, when you start adding everything up, and if all 12 jurors go in and say under oath that, yes, they heard her trying to manipulate their decision, then there could be a problem.
And that's a hard one to really prove in terms of the prosecution, that she didn't influence their decision. Even if they were to say, if one or two of these are to come out and say, yes, she did say these things, don't believe his lies, and I'm just speculating, paraphrasing the allegations that have been floating out there against her. But if they do state that, the prosecution, I don't understand how they truly could prove that didn't make some sort of effect on the jurors' decision. Even if the jurors say, no, her speculation, her comments, they didn't affect my choice. That, I mean, anything can affect someone's choice. I mean, we're talking about a choice of consciousness here that the prosecution is going to have to try and argue here versus simple facts of statements that were made aloud.
Right. And I think we need to consider, too, we know the statements were made aloud, again, according to these jurors, but who were they made to?
Mm-hmm.
You know, was anybody else around? It's not clear to me whether she just went in there and said that or whether those were overheard. I'm very muddled about a lot of it, because when I look at statements like that, it seems very put together for a particular purpose.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see the totality of everything that was asked and answered regarding each of these jurors. You know, you just can't pick and choose. You can't just say that they said that. Well, what did they say after that?
Yeah.
And before that. So I don't like how it seems that they've grabbed a lot of these statements with zero context and have come forth with these allegations. But it's enough that it's gone to the Supreme Court of South Carolina.
Is it a mistake that SLED didn't get these statements from the other jurors under oath? I know that there were two sworn affidavits by the two jurors that the defense is kind of starting to hang their hat on that they're going to be bringing into this. But the interviews that were done with the other jurors by SLED were not under oath. They were just simple conversations.
You know, I think that's because they're going to be put under oath in this situation.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the bottom line is when you make a statement to a law enforcement officer, you're subject to, you know, 1001 false statements. So no matter what, in a sense, you're sort of under oath, right?
Uh-huh.
One is considered perjury, where the other would be lying under oath to a law enforcement officer. So either would be are critical mm-hmm. in terms of what was said. So I don't think putting them under oath was really that important.
It's going to be very interesting to watch and see. It's unfortunate these jurors, they got done with this. They walked away from one of the most high profile trials, you know, of the last year, of the last foreseeable memory. And now it's still not over. They have to be brought back in to be questioned. I wish the best for them, because this nightmare is not quite over yet.
Tony, I'm glad you brought that up, because, I mean, there's a reason why we use the word trial when we say in our lives we're going through trials and tribulations, right? And it's because a trial is so depleting. It's depleting for all the witnesses. It's depleting, certainly and foremost, probably for the jurors more than anyone. And I say that over the prosecution and defense teams, because they're used to this.
Yeah.
They do this all the time. Certainly the defendant, it's difficult for them, and the judge. It's difficult. Every day is difficult. Just think of the things they heard of that, especially in this trial, a son, you know, being murdered in this respect by his father. I mean, it's a lot. And I agree with you, for these jurors to have to relive all of that and talk about all of this again and know that their statements might mean that what they believe is a murderer mm-hmm. might get another chance.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, there's just a lot for them to, a lot of stress and pressure for them.
It certainly went from trial, and now they are facing tribulation for those choices. And It's going to be another circus to watch.
Sick of the ads?
We are too.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Looking for a little Hollywood-style fun? Check out Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways exclusively at Chumba Casino. There's 10,000 ways to play. Get spinning for free at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest here. Want to bring a little Hollywood excitement to your day? Take a few spins with Chumba Casino's brand new game, Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways. It's free and features 10,000 ways to play, giving you nonstop action, including thrilling bonus respins and cascading reels. Every spin brings something new, so step into the spotlight. Enjoy the excitement and play today at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better. With new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect, the fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Looking for a little Hollywood-style fun? Check out Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways exclusively at Chumba Casino. There's 10,000 ways to play. Get spinning for free at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.